This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. At the first game of the 1991 World Series, Steve Palermo got to do something lots of baseball fans have probably dreamed of doing. He got to throw out the ceremonial first pitch, so he was thrilled, right?
It was okay, but it wasn't umpiring.
For 15 years, it had been umpiring in the major leagues for Palermo, and it shouldn't have stopped when it suddenly did. He'd taken the fast track to the top of his profession, which usually requires as much time, determination, and luck as getting to be a major league player requires, sometimes more. But when he was a 19-year-old kid umpiring a Little League All-Star game, Palermo impressed Barney Deary. This was a guy who knew what he was talking about. Deary supervised minor league umps, and he told Palermo to consider a career in the game. The kid figured he was on his way.
What do? You work a couple of college games, then you go right to Fenway Park. I didn't have any idea as to what it entailed.
At 21, he entered MLB umpiring school in Florida, and in 1977, just 7 years after he'd worked that Little League All-Star game, Steve Palermo was in the bigs. It was an adjustment.
You know, I was young and babyface, and one ball player, I won't mention his name, but, you know, he used to call me teenager. And so I used to call him Pops, just to get back at him. But like some of the guys I came up with, you know, they're big 240, 260-pound guys, and they just intimidate you as soon as they got out on the field. And here I come, 180 pounds, slender, and they go, well, let's see, we're going to pick on that big guy over there? Let's yell at the skinny guy. That's kind of how they approached it. But you earn the respect. You're not given the respect. And once you prove to them that you can do the job, then they leave you alone.
In a profession where every performance is evaluated and every opportunity is earned, Palermo climbed the ladder. He worked the All-Star Game, the American League Championship Series, and the World Series. 1991 was looking like a banner year for Palermo. He married his wife, Debbie, and the sporting news named him the American League's top official. And then in July, after he'd worked a Texas Rangers home game, he went out for Italian food with some friends in Dallas. All went well until Jimmy Upton, one of the employees at the restaurant, looked out the window at the parking lot and saw several men trying to rob a couple of waitresses who'd just left work.
We came up and off the table and ran out, and we ran after the guys, and one of them hollered out, "Look out! Look out! Here they come!" Two of them ran toward a car, and it was actually a getaway driver in the car. One of the guys got disoriented, and he started running the opposite way, and a good friend of mine, former football player at Southern Methodist, Terrence Mann, we call him T-Man, and we took off after this guy, and we ended up catching him.
Somebody called the police. They said they'd have a squad car there in 3 to 5 minutes. They weren't quite quick enough.
And as we were waiting for the police to arrive, car pulled up about 20 feet from us, and a young guy got out of the front right passenger seat. It was one of the robbers that night, and he had come back, pulled out a .32 caliber pistol, and fired 5 shots into the crowd of people that were standing over his buddy. T-Man got hit 3 times, and the 4th bullet hit a wall, brick wall behind us, and then the 5th bullet hit me, belt high, and tore a path through my body, and then instantly I was paralyzed. I just kind of melted into the pavement. I knew right away that, oh boy, this is serious, and I tapped my legs, and all I could feel was a sensation on the back of my fingers. Jimmy had taken a towel out of the back of his pocket and put it behind my head. And then I looked at Jimmy and I said, Jimmy, if I die, you make sure that you tell Debbie that I love her. And Jimmy, in his perfect Texas drawl, said, Stevie, there ain't no dying going on here tonight.
Palermo was taken to a hospital and underwent surgery. And when he woke up, his doctor had bad news.
And he came in and he kind of hedged and fudged a little bit and fidgeted. And then he said, Steve, we just don't feel, you know, with the exploratory surgery, the CAT scans and the MRIs and the x-ray, everything. We just don't feel like there's the possibility that you're walking in. The bullet just did so much damage. I said, Doc, I appreciate, you know, I'm sure that's coming from a lot of experience and a lot of knowledge, but I'm going to prove you wrong. And he said, well, I hope you do. He didn't say it with a lot of conviction, but... and then we just set out on this long path of physical rehabilitation.
Initially, the plan was to teach Palermo to use a wheelchair. His wife, Debbie, encouraged the therapist to rethink that plan. The goal should be walking. Steve Palermo's goal was to go back to work on the ball field. This is a guy who loved his work. More surgery would come in time, but step one had to be, well, step one. As soon as he was able, he started a program of rehabilitation that involved, among other things, trying to walk on a treadmill right next to the treadmill on which a 6-year-old boy named Cody was also trying to walk. Cody had suffered a brain injury after being thrown from a horse.
I'd be on a treadmill trying to walk, you know, where it was set at 0.111 miles an hour, the slowest speed, and Cody would get on his treadmill, and then he'd turn it up, and, you know, I'd look over and I said, well, if this little 6-year-old kid, he's not going to beat me. So I turned up my treadmill, and then he ramped his up, and now all of a sudden it's like the Boston Marathon.
Inspired by Cody and another child named Mitchell who'd been hit by a car while riding his bike, Palermo improved. In the evening, he and the two children watched ball games on TV. Palermo won't say whether he second-guessed the umpires. When he reached the point where he could walk haltingly on his own, he sent a message to the doctor who told him he wouldn't be able to do it.
You know, like I joke all the time, you know, I sent him my wheelchair. Told him to stick it in his office somewhere. And it was kind of like a reminder to him that you don't defeat somebody before you ever give the patient a chance to either fail or succeed.
Major League Baseball was impressed enough to offer that 1991 invitation to throw out the first pitch at the World Series. Initially, Palermo wasn't sure. He was still using a brace and crutches, but eventually he convinced himself to test that possibility.
Actually, for about a week, my therapist, Gwen, and I, we were outside the rehab center, and I was trying to throw a baseball, see if I could get it to home plate, because there's no way I'm going to bounce it. You never live that down, and I wanted to make sure that, you know, I could get it to home plate.
And look at the affection shown to him by the umpires who are working this game here this evening and by the players who are nearby.
Though Palermo would continue to visit ballparks, it would never again be to umpire a game. Over the years after Steve Palermo was shot, his friend Terrence Mann, shot 3 times the same night, made a nearly complete recovery. Cody, the 6-year-old on the treadmill beside Palermo's, got back to riding horses. One day, Palermo received a photograph of Mitchell, his other recovery partner, at his high school prom. Meanwhile, Palermo himself moved on to other work in Major League Baseball. He served in the commissioner's office and was eventually promoted to supervisor of umpires.
It's different, but I'm not lucky, but I'm fortunate. You know, I'm still involved in the game, and it's fun. It is fun. It's rewarding, you know, to see guys do well.
I want to ask you one more question, and I mean no disrespect. You ran out of the restaurant with these other guys. You scared the muggers away. The two women, the two waitresses, were safe. Do you ever find yourself thinking, damn, I wish I hadn't chased that guy. I wish I'd just let it go at that.
No, not really. If you had run out that door and seen what these guys were doing to these women, you know, you felt violated personally. And nobody has the right to treat another human being like that. And, you know, was it stupid to chase them? Well, if they get away with it, then they're probably going to do it again. As a matter of fact, they had done it a few times that night. So it probably wasn't going to stop.
Satchel Paige, half great pitcher, half myth, is alleged to have said, "Don't look back. Something might be gaining on you." Steve Palermo's a baseball man, so maybe he's heard that advice. Or maybe, despite being shot and told he'd never walk again, he's always been just too busy looking ahead.